Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable.
They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Jeff, I want to talk about the other team that's in the title race that has slipped up as of late with Everton and now with West Ham and Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp.
No, don't talk. If you talk, there will be fire.
Ooh, you're right. Jurgen Klopp.
Somewhere Sue's just
not starting Mohamed Salah, right? This is their best player. You're in the title race. You would expect to see him on the pitch.
No, stop you right there, Charlie. I can see why you are so hopeless at betting. Has he been their best player since his injury when he came back from AFCON?
Has he deserved to start?
No.
Is he their best player?
Not right now. No, he's not. And he hasn't shown it. You know, as you know yourself, best player is best player on form, not on history, on right now. Now, he's humpy because he's only getting 11 minutes to try and make a difference in the game. But there are no winners in this scenario. Klopp's leaving. So what happens now? I mean, Klopp tried to say, yeah, we sorted it out in the dressing room. What does he do, though? He leaves him out, the team, for the remainder of the team, to let him know who's boss. But, of course, there's all this talk about Salah's contract. He's got a year left after this. So if Liverpool are going to sell him, now is the time to do so, to cash in on him. So depending if they want to keep him, the noises coming out of Liverpool today that they do want to keep Mo Salah, they need to keep him sweet as well. You know, this is an unfortunate spat and it's unfortunate timing because we all talked about the last dance for Klopp. Now, unfortunately, it's just turned into a disappointing, well, I don't know what you would call it. It's not even a jig, is it? It's just gone flat, so flat for them. They've run out of steam. And I think this, if you like, this touchline row was a result of just the general disappointment right now, the way that the season is falling away from them.
So, Jeff, just to build off Mohamed Salah, right? What happens to managers that get the most of their players with trust, even when they're not in form? Because you're looking at Harvey Elliott and Cody Gakpo and Luis Diaz, all three. You cannot tell me that even if they're in their best form, they are better than Mohamed Salah. It's just not realistic. And I think for Mohamed Salah, it's one of those players that, yes, the expectation is I know I'm the best player. I might be not in form, but give me the time and I will get back in form. Just like you've shown the trust to Darwin Nunez, who's missed over a million chances.
How much time has he been given? He had moments to prove that, okay, you know what, I should be starting throughout this slip of Liverpool games, this group of Liverpool
games. And you still don't ride with him?
And he hasn't been able to score.
He's your best player.
He's been at times a little bit lackluster.
Best player, Nico. He's your best player.
Charlie, hang on. There's a couple of things here. First, you know, Nunez was left out as well at the weekend. In fact, the most important role he played was restraining Mo Salah from going after Klopp. That was his biggest input into the match. So, look, Liverpool are not firing on all cylinders right now. You can only pick 11 players. And I understand what you're saying. How much do you back a player? How much do you trust a player who's been there and done it for you? But by the same token, put yourself in the shoes of, say, you know, say a Harvey Elliott. You know, they're not direct comparisons, but young player, you can be saying, hang on, Gaffer, I've been doing it for you when I play. You're only picking him based on past achievements. I'm playing well right now.
I've been there. I'm just saying. I've been the, I've been the young player.
Listen, and
I've been the old player.
We started the show off talking about how Luis Enrique has left players out when they needed to understand and be held accountable. I think that's what Jeff's talking about, is knowing, listen, if you're not playing at your best, you got to make sure that you take that on board, and when you're not starting, you come in and make the difference.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.